Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Okay, deep calming breath. Thanks for being here today. Let's segue right in. And as you heard in the snippet right before this and right after the initial intro, we are going to be taking a little tour of BH Sales 7K Metal. And in the description of today's show, Workouts for Geriatrics, aka Silver Streakers, good for all kids from 1 to 92. What I'm attempting to tackle here today in our continuing series of senior health with a fun and inclusive approach, hopefully perceived as such. This episode of the BA Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour is all about staying strong and healthy as we age. At any age, but for sure, we Silver Streakers. It's not just for seniors, aka Silver Streakers. These tips are valuable for everyone from 1 to 92. Here's hopefully what we'll learn together and perceived as such again. Exercise for every body. Emphasis on making them two separate words with intent here. Exercise for every, E-V-E-R, and then a separate word in and of itself, body, every body. Discover low impact and effective workouts that you can do at home, including resistance bands, free weights, and exercises that improve balance and flexibility, aka Workouts for Geriatrics, Silver Streakers. My workout videos and these dissertations here at the audio shows, and it's still a knockoff of the formal Silver Sneakers program authored by by Anthem Insurance, he tried to say. So, fueling your best life, Grandpa Bill will share insights on healthy nutrition for seniors to keep you feeling your best. But today, want to make it a little tiny bit more predominantly about retirement riches and exploring income and wealth building opportunities specifically for we retirees. Healthcare hero, if you will, goofing around a little bit and getting additional resources to navigate senior health care options. We'll be addressing your questions, and I framed two in the description of today's show. Repeating them here, how to stay motivated with a workout routine. What are the best financial tips for a secure retirement? Please share your opinions on both. Add our message board, leaving us a voicemail message. Share your Silver Streaker secrets. Leave a voicemail message for the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour voicemail message board and share your favorite exercise tips for staying active. Any financial advice you may wish that you knew when you were younger. Let's keep that conversation going. Senior health, Silver Streakers, fitness over 50, healthy aging, retirement planning. Yours truly, Grandpa Bill. Staying strong, living long, workouts for active seniors and everyone else. Silver Streakers, your guide to healthy aging with Grandpa Bill. Don't retire from health, exercise, nutrition, and wealth tips for seniors. We'll take that 10-second break. We'll come back. We'll delve into this a little bit more. And probably when we come back, we'll go right for it another 15, 20 minutes and try to keep it north of 30 minutes in total. Thanks for joining us. We'll take that 10-second break and we'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Grandpa Bell. Just wanted to remind everybody I'm here each and every day, 7 days a week, 365. Now we're in our sixth year. With your great help, continuing to pay it forward. Blessed that we're heard on all platforms where you'd hear any audio podcasting show. My YouTube channel is Bill Holt at Bill Holt 8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us. Subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. And please do interact with the daily interactive polls by leaving your voicemail messages here at the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour podcast shows and my many other platforms. Now let's get back to today's show, and thanks for joining us. Okay, deep calming breath. Segue in. Thank you for being here. We'll make this the extended last segment for this episode today, combining a little bit parts of what you'll hear a little bit deeper at both my audio shows, one entitled Workouts for Geriatrics, expanding upon what we're overviewing here a little bit more in detail, and also main mentor moments a little bit deeper in detail at upcoming shows. Again, I do these shows daily, 365, 7 days a week. And this is fodder for all of those subjects to include guest hosts with expertise in all of those subjects that we talk about, past guests, upcoming guests, and guests that I've been continuing to work with as last year, 2023, ended, and as this year, now almost into April, fourth month, first quarter at time of this taping on St. Patrick's Day, happy and belated by the time you guys hear this, St. Patrick's Day, wherever applicable, and however you may celebrate the holiday, when, where, and if. So, let's take a look at synopsizing many of the things we've talked about archivally here, specifically at these audio shows, for, well, pertinent to the coins and investments. Coincidentally, as April becomes, will be my second year anniversary when it becomes the date within, escapes me, I want to say somewhere around the 21st. Y'all know about my memory. I do know it's the month, and I do know that my anniversary is coming back up because my membership fee will be due, and I gladly will pay it again because it's been so rewarding for me in so many areas. So in the intro, and we reviewed a couple of the questions that I posed there, I want to continue a little bit here on getting back to the theme of diving deeper into two crucial aspects of our golden years, healthcare and income, and the balancing act for all of us that have attained that age, whether we're still actively employed, semi-employed, full retirement, on a pension, on a fixed income, Medicare. We're going to talk about all of that. So we'll explore how to stay healthy and financially secure, which is also financial wealth, all sprinkled with a dash of hopefully perceived Grandpa Bill wisdom and humor, all in the eyes and ears of the beholder, as we hopefully are perceived as a harbinger of good information. I am the porcelain junction box that puts you in touch with all the folks that have the expertise in all these broad categories that we cover here, always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. So, healthcare specifically for Silver Streakers Here, staying healthy is key to enjoying our retirement years. Here in the United States, we have all in the eyes and ears of the beholder of perceived good, quotation marks, healthcare via Medicare, a federal health insurance program for folks over 65. But Medicare most assuredly doesn't cover everything. Those that are on it for sure know it. And that's where exploring, emphasis on exploring, supplemental options come in. Financial fitness for retirement. Now, let's talk income. We all want to live comfortably in retirement, and that often involves planning ahead. We have discussed many times, especially over the last 4 years in life before the 7K medals, but the last 2 years, for sure, about wealth as a hedge at any age. And, you know, the world in the theater as it burns moving forward, we're at a precipice in time that obviously things are changing to include already worldwide changes in denominations of money. And we've talked about failed fiat systems around the world with the documentable proof of those countries that had to literally burn big piles of pesos and other examples that we've done before. Again, www.7kmetals.com will give you all that information as a point of reference when, where, and if. So throughout history, precious metals like gold and silver have been seen as a safe haven for investors. Their value tends to hold steady even when the stock market gets wobbly. I'm most assuredly not a financial advisor, never played one on television, never claimed to be one. However, when I left corporate America way back in 1995 and started to then broach into, okay, well, now what am I going to do with my life way back then? And I've reflected about this, having never gone to trade school or whatever. Basically, at that point in time in my life, my whole juncture of the nucleus of my corporate working career was in sales, marketing, what have you, long ago, far away. And then I segued into starting a business of my own for the better part of 30 years. All past tense, all retired, long ago and far away. My point is, in like 1995, way back when, still never a financial wizard, guru, or whatever, but I did have a modicum of success on positive changes of a small working man's portfolio by just simply kind of paying attention and staying moderate and within my means. Workouts for Geriatrics and Main Mentor Moments, you've heard this said a lot if you join us, tortoise and the hare approach. Always tortoise for me, from a kid, and it's been a metaphor for my life, in life and in business, to include these ventures about senior healthcare. Back in 1995, all you comedians, I wasn't a senior then, but trying to project forward. So, you know, 35 years ago, 30 years ago, it goes by quickly. So now in retirement, semantics, when July comes a couple, 3 months from now, will be my anniversary for my second full year of retirement. I'm a Medicare recipient, but I also, speaking of Anthem Insurance, don't plug them per se. I love the Silver Sneakers program, no matter who it's offered by. That's where I go and glean a lot of my personal exercises that I do the variations on the themes of the knockouts, of the workouts here. But speaking of Anthem Insurance, by choice, and I'm blessed that I can do it so far, but I do pay for an additional rider for coverage over and above what Medicare does and doesn't offer. And one great case in point, and I'll just synopsize it, those of you that do follow the show and I kid around, the Deaf and Dumb and Blind Kid, the great Who song, Theoretically speaking, I had factions of all of them in old age, with all my stuff with my eyes, it's archival, it's all good. I only used myself, never egocentric, and I've always, in transparency, told lots of us what not to do to yourself. In any event, all these cataract operations, macular, whole, not degeneration, thank the Lord. Anyway, all went successful. I led it along the way. Actually did a mnemonic with Mr. Scrooge, the cartoon character, had some fun with it. My point on all of that is, and stay with me, those series of, because it was pretty extensive, I had cataract operation in each additional eye. There's two procedures. The macular hole was such, and they did a tremendous job, but it did take three individual macular hole procedures to repair it. And again, it's all synopsis. I was legally blind for the better part of 2 years, and it all involved renewing my license and all that kind of crazy stuff. But the point was, is my optician, optometrist, he couldn't prescribe me a stronger lens of the glasses at that time. And they, you know, kids are brutal back in the old days, Coke bottle glasses or whatever, but they were, for figure of speech here, as thick as Coke bottles. They were like, I was at like, I don't know, 3,000, some ungodly, legally blind, 3,000% blind in my right eye. Well, it's come back and I get my final reading and departure and get to shake Dr. Moore, brilliant surgeon's hand. Soon, in a couple of weeks, my rumble bumble stumble, that whole procedure, close enough for government work, was ranging in on $25,000. My out-of-pocket co-payment, I think, and I know it was less than $150. And I want to say it was $147 without looking. Definitely under $150. Well, let's flash back. Being retired of my own volition, I made it, I retired when I was ready, all that kind of crazy stuff. There's no way, and you know what, that I could have ever entertained taking that procedure under normal, and you know, quotation fingers, I'm at the higher end of Social Security and all of that, but let's get real, folks. No complaints, no complaint, but you know, come on. The higher end of Social Security isn't going to put us on, you know, beachfront property. Not that anybody aspires to do that. In any event, supplemental income and supplemental health care. Starting to segue out a little bit because I want to keep these at the 30-minute mark. I'll dig deeper in those separate segments at those respective shows. And in all honesty, that's why I do the three platforms now in retirement. My bucket list by choice, and the self-enrichment programs to include these two, but all the other programs I talk about, Dr. Anthony Mativier, Magnetic Memory Method, how I do these podcast shows, in lieu of world travel or whatever, everybody's bucket list, they're all entitled. Me too. And I'm trying to stay mentally sharp. So far, so good on the inside medically. So far. But the breakdown I always tease, getting back to my earlier point, deaf, dumb, and blind kid, we'll see about the dental issues. We'll see. Again, living in means, the insurance coverage, investing small incremental amounts, and I am going to start to take that up a notch. I have always done the investment part. Now I'm simply just taking it up a tiny bit to make us more aware of the opportunities, quotation fingers, for optional health care coverage, affordable, and then potentiality of marketing part-time as we all might be looking in retirement, especially for possible additional income. Okay, closing out here for today because it is so in-depth and I do want to keep these north of 30 minutes and we're broaching that. So phasing out. In upcoming shows, I will singularly do a dissertation on the health care riders, additional for insurance comparisons for information through the membership that you may find intriguing. I will go through the lineage of the breakdown of the fiat dollar again there in future shows. I will exchange by that point in time, I should have, I believe it's my 22nd state animal coin, and I believe this one is Iowa, and I believe their state animal is the bullfrog, and I believe they have a bird as a coexisting state animal, but the coin, I believe, is reflective of the bullfrog. We'll share that. I'll do an unboxing of that when I get it. I usually do that. And we'll share the histrionics as it pertains to me enjoying my personal collection and my incremental amounts of being able to invest in gold, silver, and precious metals. One of the biggest attributes, as like 4 years ago when I started to really think about going to retirement, and at that time was still working all these multiple semi-retirement jobs as I phased out my sole proprietorship to continue to have income to stay vibrant with my passion. Okay, so I retired from sole proprietorship in 2019. I retired from it in 20, I want to make sure I get my years right, 2022. So now pretty much close to my full second year in retirement. You know, so far we're balancing things, and my wife's on a fixed income pension after 43 years of being an educator. So we're okay. We're okay. And we're meeting everything. As everybody right now, what's okay over and above and being prepared? So these are just viable options that I have documentable proof of work for me through membership, the coins, and it is a way that for me, literally, and believe me, I can invest in as little as a dollar. And, you know, if I had it to do so, whatever the limit is before you, what is it, 9,000 or something before you get the big boys in to check on you. But you literally can do that. I've done it many times. My incremental values are usually, I think I've a couple of times done increments of 100, 150, something like that. Mine are usually 50, 40, 20, 30, ready, hike. And over the 2 years that I've been doing it, small. But also, and we're going to close out for today, I don't charge for the show. I never would. It's just my personal conviction. There's nothing wrong with the many shows that do subscriptions to sustain. Hear me out. Hear me out. My continued campaign sojourn to continue to strive to improve the quality and quantity of the show. I'm blessed with worldwide exposure globally. I'm blessed that I have the provocative guests that I have had, do have, and repeat. They're the difference. You guys and gals are the difference. I'm simply the porcelain junction box, but I do hold that moniker. I kid around a lot, the many names, and I've been called them all that I can share in mixed company, but I'm proud of that one because I am. When you equate it to the electrical household current, place of business, whatever, old-fashioned porcelain junction box, as opposed to metal nowadays, follow the bouncing ball on that one with all due respect, because the electrical current that the body is, we all are, and the electrical energy that we are, tying into how the body does have the innate trait to heal itself. When there's good, clean, viable food supplement, and yes, medical procedures, of course. There's medical procedures that are advancing and very much necessitated in tandem with many modalities. Alternative, integrative, Native American for sure, Native tribes, Aboriginal, Malaysian, Brazilian jungle, what have you. We need to, now more so than ever, combat what goes on in this planet right now. The impugned quality of the air, the soil, sea, our foods, It is challenging, and it's going to be continuing challenging monetarily. So through all of that, I'm okay, but I aspire to get better microphones, to work as hard as I possibly can in my environment, at my house. I can't sell my house. Things to try to consistently make the show better in studio. That, unfortunately, is something no longer I can do out of pocket budget. So again, I will never, by my choice, never for me, charge a subscription to this show. Again, there's no problem with anybody that does that. It kind of plays to the point that those of you that have your own podcast show, many of you that haven't made it to retirement yet, that do have to pay for the overhead and all of that, and do need to sustain to stay on the air through subscription. Totally understood. That's how I attempt to give back in Goodwill Ambassadorship now. But the corridor revolves for all of us right now. So there's simply options. Everybody knows somebody that's contemplating now. There's no way that you humanely couldn't know somebody directly, indirectly, a fellow work constituent, your community, Main Street Portland, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world. It's here now, folks. So we deal with it. We deal with it communally, arm in arm, calmly, serenely. It's counterintuitive to good health to be constantly geared up, charged up, fight, flight. That's why there's nightstands across for the millennial wherever we hang our hats, let's be truthful, of highly inefficacious medicines. And in some cases, y'all been on them 10, 15, 20 years where applicable. How efficacious could they be? We talk about all of those things. We talk about protection of animals being driven out of their natural environment worldwide. Feral rescue pets, for sure. Domesticated pets, they face the same challenges as we all. Good, healthy, clean foods and medicines, and their people, our plants, and this planet. And it's about our legacy. So once again, in closing, those that are invited here that are nurturing your own teams and your invited audience, peripheral support from those teams. We all support each other. And I know some of you do come through the show. Thank you for that. We're applicable. We grow together one star seed at a time. We appreciate your Goodwill Ambassadorship and listenership and the interactiveness in the poll questions. Who do you like for guests? What have you liked? What got you here? And thank you for doing that. Let us know. What questions have we asked that you like? What aren't we asking? Interaction, and we're working and striving to have more interactive questions in all of these subjects to try to be that harbinger of good information, and we get through this together. We're blessed that we're members of many large intuitive groups, to include the two financial options in part-time. Key factors there, both companies are financially solvent. That's huge in this environment. Neither one of them are going away of their own volition, and they're just options. We'll expand upon those. I love the membership. I'm a happy member, client in both factions. We'll expand upon them all tomorrow. May Mentor Moments, Workouts for Geriatrics. Make it a safe and productive day. Bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Peace, everybody.